I have a cold or something, so you'll just have to forgive my voice.
I could hear that. I hope you don't feel too bad.
Well, no, I don't feel so bad. It's been going on for about a week, so I'm just trying to get over it. No COVID, though.
Good.
She's ready, Chair.
Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Commerce Evening Lane Committee on November 17th, 2020. The time is 3:30 p.m. Could I have a roll call, please?
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present. Clark, do we have a quorum without Congresswoman
yes.
Lemon?
Okay. Yes, we do.
Okay, great. Next on the agenda is the prayer. Second speaker, could you say the prayer for us today?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Bow your heads to say, Dear Lord God, I just thank you for this day and the beautiful weather. Thank you for the blessing and opportunity to sit here and work for our people, Father God. I ask blessings for our Kahika and our assistant chief, all of the executive branch, judicial, the minerals, and all of our Osage people. Father God, I just want to say a prayer, special prayer today for all of our brothers and sisters that are suffering addiction, that they may surrender to you just a little bit more again today, Lord. I ask that you be with all of our people that are suffering from the COVID and that are in mourning, Father God. I ask that you bless our elders and our children. And all these things I pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You should each have the minutes from our October 1st, 2020 meeting.
Chair, this is Jody.
Second speaker, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes dated October 1st, 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes of October 1st, 2020 as presented. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The minutes of October 1st have been approved. Next on the agenda, consideration of legislation. We have one piece of legislation to consider today. That is 2106. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor. Congresswoman Lemon, are you on the call? Clark, with
yes, ma'am.
If Congresswoman Lemon is not on the call, how should I proceed?
Would you like me to call her and see if she's going to be able to join us?
Sure.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Chair, this is Rebard.
Second speaker, go ahead.
I was going to just make sure that the committee knew that there was a fiscal analysis done by our budget analyst, and this legislation looks like the request is to come out of the general fund. I believe there was also a plat map of the boundary survey that was submitted, plus two legal descriptions of track 1 and 2. There was also an email with a estimate for the demolition. And then we also received a summary appraisal report from Mr. Stephen Ellsbury. And those are the support docs that I have. I just wanted to make sure that we all have the same info.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can, Congresswoman Lemon.
Oh, I can't hear. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I didn't even realize the meeting had been called to order. I've been sitting here. I do apologize. I want to thank you for having the clerk give me a phone call and you guys being so gracious to wait. I do apologize. Okay. So we're on 2106. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So 2106 is the appropriation that the chief spoke about concerning a purchase of property and demolition in the Fairfax area for proposed future senior housing. And I just wanted to ask the committee and then anybody else on the members of Congress to make sure that they've received all of the support documentation showing the survey of the land, the appraisal price, which is Exhibit A, and then just some of the emails that have gone back and forth for support documentation. So you can see what the demolition cost estimate is there. And there's a couple things that I kind of wanted to delve into here a little bit, and concerning this particular piece of legislation. It does note here that it would come out of the general fund of the Treasury, which currently, if my figures are correct, and I've visited with our budget analyst, we have $1.8 million, I believe, from the 2021 projected revenue. And so there's 3 points really here, aside from the fact that, I've been on here before and address the entire body of Congress and constituents about, doing more and continuing to improve our resources for our elderly population that I hold near and dear to my heart. One of the reasons that, besides the fact of the Constitution, is that when I became a nurse many years ago, I was so fearful of going to the nursing home to take care of old folks. It just intimidated me to the point of, you know, nauseousness and being sick and honestly considering not even going and completing my nursing degree, which would have been really sad because it was the very first clinical that I was to ever attend. And I had a horrible first day. I mean, a horrible first day. I won't bore you with the gory details. However, I came to it as time has gone on and I've had time to work with elderly people more through my career. They're actually my favorite population to actually, you know, sit down and work with and educate and take care of. And it's just interesting that the fears that I had before then, you know, they're completely melted away. And I'm thankful for the horrible first day I had in practicum because it really humbled me, you know, it brought me back down and where I needed to be. And it helped me to overcome a lot of my fears on, you know, taking care of an elderly individual. So they are near and dear to my heart. And I know that, you know, we've had a lot of discussion earlier today, and I've been very vocal about my feelings and my ambivalence at this point going forward with appropriations. And the executive branch has been working on this, as the chief did say, for quite some time. I've been, you know, asking several times. This is not a complaint, just several times I've just asked, you know, hey, you know, where are we at on this estimate for the appraisal of the land and that type of thing. And so, you know, and it's finally come to fruition at this point where we are. And I hope you all saw the appraisal price that is listed. So some talking points that I really wanted to look at here, looking at the black and white, you know, of this legislation is that I struggled on filing this piece of legislation or not filing it, and then struggled with some of the language that's in it. And I just decided, you know what, I'm going to bring it. I'm just going to go ahead and file it. Let's get it brought to my colleagues and get input, you know, on this particular, where we want to go with it. So the very first thing talks about to authorize it to be appropriated to the executive branch. And for real property purchase and for other purposes, which would be, of course, a demolition purpose. So historically, what we would want to do, most of us, is put it in the real property purchase fund, an appropriation to that particular fund, and then demolition would just go to the executive branch. And so that was one topic I wanted to see where the committee is and any other members of Congress have on here, and of course, executive. And then the third topic that, of course, I would like to discuss is, can this wait a bit longer? Is there going to be any harm in waiting a little bit longer to consider this at a later date? Granted, we do have $1.8 million in the general treasury projected revenue, you know, 2021. But those are just talking points that I wanted to just kind of put out there. And then anything else that anybody has question-wise, the property is located in Fairfax, naturally, and it is behind and beside, if you saw the plot, where the Boys and Girls Club and the Head Start, the blue building, the Head Start is located, and then adding on to that in the wooded area there. And the demolition is for the white building that is the Boys and Girls Club, it was the past home of the Boys and Girls Club. That building was actually a Head Start building initially. That's where my two youngest daughters attended Head Start. So anyways, I have taken enough time, but I did have those three talking points, and I just kind of wanted to see what the committee and other members of Congress, you know, at this time. And then if Mr. Johnson has anything that he'd like to add, you know, whatever. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any questions or comments that anyone would like to add?
Chair, this is Jody.
Second speaker.
Thank you. Is James Wygant on the phone or on the call at all, or is it just Casey? Okay. I was wondering, with this piece of legislation, you're saying that this is for senior housing in Fairfax, and I was just wondering if we're going to actually pay for the build of those with, like, CDBG funds, or are we going to pay for that project with the HOSDA money, or what the end goal would be, or with regards to money? Casey? James? Caller 3 or 4?
Mr. Johnson, can you take that question?
Okay, I'm sorry, I was talking to the chief. Can you ask the question again?
I was wondering, Casey, it's Jody. So after we purchase this property, how are we going to pay for the senior housing units? Would that be with the HOSDA funds or CDBG, or what's the plan as far as the build costs and how we're going to pay for it?
Okay, Chief Standing Bear is standing here with me, and he would like to answer.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, I've missed so much this afternoon after the session. I've been handling other matters, and I understand that I'm just being told about the questions on the retained revenue fund, so hopefully you can get that cleared up quickly. On this one, we would like to use, of course, the HOSDA money, HUD monies, but given the state of the current budgeting by this administration, it's not going to be very much. Now, perhaps the Congress, U.S. Congress, and next year can do more, but there's no guarantee. So I would anticipate, if we all agree to go forward, that it would involve not only construction money from the Congress, but also operational funds. Because there are maintenance costs, and right now we can cover those here in Pawhuska, the new housing out of what we have now, and there are other issues to consider on operations. And James is can give you a breakdown of what it costs to operate one of these units.
Additionally, remember, we always have we'll have roads money as well to put in the streets, sidewalks, the lighting along the streets, and all of that stuff too. So there will be some federal roads money goes in there.
Okay, so you're thinking, Chair, I'm sorry, it's Jody.
No, go ahead.
So you're thinking that we won't be able to do the project 100% with the HOSDA funds or CDBG, that it's going to take an appropriation from Congress?
No, we would like to have HUD pay for it all, but that's not realistic, because the Trump administration is not that interested in this on Indian housing. We're hoping the new administration will dedicate more funding for it, and that would be wonderful. But if we want to go forward today, there is no money left for that project. Let's hope next year there will be. But what we have to do, like, and you know how this works, We have to monitor all these projects month by month or week by week and see when the opening or opportunity comes to go forward. We believe that there is a good possibility that federal housing money will be available in the future, that we need to grab the land because it's been difficult to get land in Fairfax because of the floodplain issue. Fairfax has very restrictive areas for development, as Casey can tell you too, because of the flooding issue in the floodplains. And that restricts, of course, any federal money being applied. And we don't want to put money in a floodplain. So Casey, let's tell them what's going on with the study for months.
Okay, as you know, Congresswoman, all of the land that the nation owns already over there, like Chief said, is in the floodplain. So if you can imagine where First Street is down by the fitness center, we own a lot of that land on the east side of First Street. Well, Salt Creek gets up in there a lot. So that's really all the land we have for development for senior housing up there. So I was talking to one of the city councilmen, who's my mechanic, and I discussed it with him, and he was open to the idea because, you know, Fairfax is just like every other small town, hurting for money. And I went and talked to the city council, oh, God, a year ago, maybe? Roughly a year ago, and talked to them about land on the west side of Fairfax, which is uphill. If everybody can think of where the family, our Wheeler and the senior center is up there, the Catholic Church and the Tall Chief Mansion, that land is east of there, just under the city water tower. Well, they have, and I can't remember the acreage, but it's about 50 total acres up there, and that's what I propose that we try to get our hands on, because we don't own the land that that the old Head Start, the new wraparound sits on. We own the building, but we don't own the land. So we paid them a you know, like a 100-year lease a long time ago, but that land would be up behind that, and it would connect all of our stuff together.
Okay, one other thing. This is very important, Congresswoman Reba, I know you understand this, but on the Indian housing plan that James prepares, and it has choices that we make as to where to put the funding, whatever funding may be available. There are questions every year about vouchers, housing vouchers. There's questions about down in Skytook for the housing addition there. Are we going to build any more homes there? Are we going to put some duplexes there? Where are we going to use this limited, very limited amount of funds? We have surveyed the area, of course, and we believe that the next place to put housing outside of the expansion here in Bahuska is Fairfax. But we do have that land down in Skytook, a lot of land with infrastructure in place that people should not forget about, because that is has a lot of potential for development. Now, Hominy does not have the similar features yet, but we got to keep our eye on Hominy as well. But there are other, that HUD money, and maybe James could sit down with the committee at one of your study sessions or however you want to do it, and just go over with the entire committee one of the housing plans for this year. And we try to amend it to fit the conditions. But it's not a lot of money, and there's it to go around, but that's what I would recommend.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chair. Those are my only, that was my question. And I remember, Casey, when you were attending the those meetings with the city of Fairfax, I was just curious because I was thinking the same thing, Kaihika, about the flood zone and how strict, you know, NAHASDA is with regards to floodplains and things of that nature. So thank you.
Madam Chair.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Mr. Johnson, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody understands that land we're talking about is up on a hill. It's pretty nice up there. No chance of flooding. So, yes, Congresswoman Rivard, that's how we're trying to solve that problem by purchasing that land. And the last meeting I had with the city council was right when the COVID hit and the casinos shut down. And I told them, well, doesn't look like we're going to be doing this for a while. So this might be a pleasant surprise to them. I haven't talked to them yet. I wanted to have some money in the checking account before I went to them. So, you know, that's kind of where we are right now.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stapler.
Yes, I think because we're talking about a land purchase and stuff, we really should probably go into executive session before we discuss any figures. So I'd like to move that we move into executive session for proprietary issues.
Second, Brandy.
Thank you. We will we'll go into executive session. Clerk, let me know when you're ready.
She's yes, on her way, Chair.
We currently have a caller that's not identified. Could they please identify themselves if they are on a phone and have not already been speaking?
Probably me, RJ.
There we go. Thank you, sir.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Congressman
Lemon. Just a point of order. Thank you, ma'am. Do we vote on that?
To go into